All right, this is episode, what is this, 4? Why are you afraid of sharing your music? No hiding in the dark. Oops. All right. Hi, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Black Girls Make Music. My name is Alicia Renice, and I am a black girl who makes music. And this platform is just to uplift and encourage black women who are making music or in the music industry or who love music. Whatever it be, we're happy to have you here. Thank you so much for listening. If you're returning, thank you so much. For those who are just joining us, thank you so much for taking the time to actually check us out, see what we're about, and to hopefully get some information and encouragement from me. All right. So as always, follow us everywhere at Black Girls Make Music on Instagram and on Facebook. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, if you want to uplift me, encourage other black women, send in your encouragement to blackgirlsmakemusic@gmail.com. If you have any constructive criticisms, you can send it to the same email address. Okay. Like I said, if you are a woman who, black woman who has music on Spotify, please submit at the link in the description your song to the playlist to be considered to be added to the playlist. And also, if you have music that you want to be added to the podcast, because I want to share more music here just for you guys on the podcast to put women on, you know, a platform to share their music where they otherwise may not be able to share their music, please send that music, I'm talking like MP3 files or whatever, to blackgirlsmakemusic@gmail.com, and I will feature your music here on the podcast, okay? But just keep it clean, keep it like, you know, I don't want to censor you too much, but, you know, just, you know, be mindful of who might be listening to this podcast. That's all right? I'm all for expression. I'm all for the freedom of expression, and I would love to hear your music and share it. So I just want to jump right into today's episode called Why You're Afraid of Sharing Your Music. And this is in reference to my song called No Hiding in the Dark. And I'll actually play it for you at the end of this episode. But essentially the song I wrote, the song about, you know, just procrastination and fear and afraid of walking in who I am and afraid of sharing my gift to other people because I'm afraid to share my music, you know. And I wrote down some reasons, you know, why people are usually afraid to share your music, and also some reasons why you shouldn't be afraid. The thing is, fear is a natural response, right? It's natural. Like, fear is good. Fear is well-wishing. That's my point. If we didn't have fear, we would just be dead. If we weren't afraid to touch hot things, if we weren't afraid of getting hit by cars, of breaking other people's hearts, of heartbreak ourselves, then we wouldn't protect ourselves the way we needed to protect ourselves, right? It's an essential tool for human living. The problem comes when you allow fear to stop you from actually doing, when you allow fear to stop you from living out the life that God has for you. You know, that is when the problem arises. So the first fear is the fear of failure. You know, the fear of failure. We all are afraid of failing. And my, you know, counter to that, or my reasoning, is failure is a beautiful thing. One, failure means you actually tried. You know, you can't fail if you don't try. You also don't get better. You know, when you think about failing actually helps you to become stronger. So using working out, for example, when you're lifting weights, if you have any experience with lifting weights, you want to push until you fail. And what does that mean? It means you push until you can't lift anymore, right? This is the time where after you allow your body to like heal itself. So when you exercise, you're supposed to take a couple of days off. Just allow your body to heal itself, because what you're doing is causing micro tears in your muscles, right? And so when you rest, your muscle is actually growing back, and it's growing back stronger. That's the whole idea of lifting weights. So, excuse me. So when you push until fail, until when your muscles fail, you become stronger. In the same way, I feel like it's the same way for life. When we fail, we get stronger. When we fail, it's almost like we free ourselves to be able to create, because, okay, what I feared happened. I failed. Okay, it happened. You know, what can I do from now on? I can either choose to play it safe to avoid that from happening again, or my second point is that you can use failure as a learning opportunity. So what can I learn from my failure, using air quotes failure? What can I learn? Because I feel like as long as you learn something, it's not a failure. It's not. How could it be? You're learning. You're moving forward, you're getting better, you're improving. And the only way that you can do that is by failing. When you look at scientists doing experiments and things like that, they say, oh, you know, we tried this clinical trial, it didn't work, so let's try something else. That is them taking a pivot as opposed to being like, oh, well, we failed, it's over. You know, it's all about the attitude you have when it comes to, using air quotes, failing. I believe that we should change the word for failure into learning opportunities. It is a point to pivot, not the end all be all. You may truly fail, like, when you have given into an end to insecurity, not when something doesn't turn out the way you want it to. That is when you truly fail. When you just give up, that is failure, not you learning and taking the things you learn and applying it. Like, you look at all these people who, look at Steve Jobs, like, he was rejected. Michael Jordan was rejected. Like, and a lot of people would say, oh, these people failed, you know, but no, they didn't fail. They kept going. They kept getting up and trying different things or pivoting or changing the focus. And they became very successful people that we look up to now. You know, they couldn't get there without failing, without learning, without having to pivot and come up with something new. Like, maybe your music isn't supposed to be what you think it's supposed to be. Like me, I talked about how, I don't have access to a band. Well, I have my voice. Maybe I should use my voice to do it, you know? So think of your failures as a point to pivot, not a point to give up, okay? The second reason why people are afraid to share their music, you're afraid of what people will think. Trust me, this is one that I struggle with a lot. What people think or say is actually none of your concern. It's a trap. The Bible talks about the fear of man being a trap. And literally, that's what it is. You're trapped. You're bound. You can't create anything. You can't do anything because you're living by social norms. You're living by what other people say about you. You're living by the words of other people's mouths. And you're not being free enough to live your life. You're in bondage. Though you want to create for others to enjoy, you create honestly and authentically from your heart first. This is how you avoid getting in that trap. Create for yourself first. Create in a vacuum. If you create and live your life for other people's approval, you'll never live and you'll never be free. People are fickle and their tastes change. And most people don't know what they want anyway until they find it. They want you. Your people will find you if you stay true to yourself. And I'm not saying you won't have any people hating or, like, I hate saying that, but you won't have people that, like, don't support you or have people that, like, think that your music is trash. I've had ex-friends tell me that my music is trash and we're not friends no more. But I also have people that tell me that they love what I put out. They love my authenticity and my rawness and realness. And trust me, you will find a community that will love your music. Just stay true to you. Build a tribe that believes and supports in you. So, like, and feel how you want to feel about Kanye, whatever. But, like, Kanye has reinvented himself over and over and over again. And he hasn't been held to a standard of music that people think that he should be, right? You look at College Dropout and you look at, you know, Jesus is King, right? Two totally different sounds. And in between those albums, he reinvented himself over and over and over and over again, right? Because he wasn't concerned with what other people thought about him. But for each of those iterations of himself, he built a loyal following. And that's one thing I can appreciate about him, is that he's not afraid to try some new things. He's not afraid to be himself. He's like, oh, today I want to wear orange. I'm going to wear orange today. Today I'm going to, you know, sing my whole album. I'm going to sing it. Why not? You know, like, what do you have to lose? Be true to yourself, and people that find you authentic and resonate with you will follow you. You are not qualified or affirmed by other people. God is the one who affirms and approves of you. You know, let people decide if they want to follow you or not, right? That's fine. It's up to them. It's not up to you to convince someone to like you, to convince someone to stay, to convince someone to find you worthy, because you're born worthy. You are born worthy. No matter if nobody listens to your music, if you never put out music ever again, you are born worthy, right? That's not up for debate. You are qualified and affirmed by God. He gave you the gift. He gave you the dream. And that is affirmation enough. That is affirmation enough. That has been my struggle for a long time. It's like, am I good enough? Am I qualified? Am I affirmed? Who approves of me? And that stopped me from creating for so long. And had I just focused on God and what he told me to do and what he told me to create and the gift that he gave me, I would have had a lot of music out there, you know? And the way that you get to your true authentic self is by creating. You cannot not create and think you're going to be all of yourself No, you need to go through the cycles of becoming the artist you are to become. And again, I feel like artists evolve all the time. It's a constant evolution. It's not one thing. So yeah, so usually the loudest naysayers, this is one thing to keep in mind, are in the stands. So if you think about an arena, the people who are like, you know, yelling insults and criticizing you the most, the people that are like, you know, oh, you suck and you're trash, they're not out there on the field with you. They're not in the arena with you. They're not in the arena being brave as you and being as vulnerable as you. They're safely tucked in their little seats in the stands, and they're yelling insults. You think about football games. Like, it's amazing to me. Like, I'm not a big football person, but it's amazing to me how upset people get in the stands. Like, come on, you should have did that. What is it? That's trash. And they're not on there playing football. Like, if they were to be down there, they would suck. They would suck. But they have so much to say. They have so much to criticize people about. And I'm like, I don't know these men or their lives, and they're better athletes than I am, so I'm going to just let them have it. You know what I'm saying? Like, there are people like that in your life that have everything to say but are not making themselves vulnerable or being brave. And you should not listen to them because they are not qualified. They have not taken the steps to be brave. Like you. You're charting your own path. You can't listen to them. The ones that critique and are rude are usually safe in the stands, afraid themselves. They are afraid themselves. And because they're afraid, they're projecting that fear onto you. You know? I love my mom. I love her so much. But sometimes I feel like she projects her fear of not having enough, of scarcity, of like me failing onto me. And in turn, I become afraid of failure. I'm like, oh God, I don't want to do anything. It's like, oh no, I don't want to. Well, what will people think? You know? And it's like, Alicia, you are living your own life. Forget what other people think, because at the end of the day, they're not going to be there with you in the grave. Like, it's going to be me and God. That's it. That's it. I will have to answer for my life. Nobody else will have to answer for me. So therefore, I cannot live my life by other people's terms. That is crazy, but we do it all the time. Why would I listen to them when they're not qualified because they weren't brave enough to step out and be vulnerable like me? I have to silence their noise because it's distracting me from charting my own course and from fighting in the arena. You look at basketball players, like when they're up to shoot the free throw and they're the opposing team, the home people or whatever audience will like boo at them, right? Boo, you suck. Don't make it. And then they drop it. Like, it's good. Like, it's in the bucket. Like, they got it. That takes a lot of focus and like laser focus on doing the thing as opposed to listening to the noise. One of the people I want to interview, she has to say, and she says, put the blinders on, focus on what you need to focus on. If that means you creating in a vacuum for like the first half of your creative life, do that. Do what you need to do to build the confidence in yourself, to find your own voice, to not be affected by the criticisms of other people. You know what I mean? That is the only way that you can focus, is by putting the blinders on. And so basketball players and athletes, they have that because they're focused on a mission. Get the ball to the hoop, or get the ball to the other end of the field. You know, like, again, whatever. But like, you get the idea. You have to do that in your own life. Another reason why you're afraid to share your music is that you don't sound like, or you're not as good as, insert artist here. Now, I have struggled with that a lot. Like, oh God, I'm not as good as this person. You know, should I put out my music? I don't know. And it's so silly, because God created us to be individuals. As this is something I stand by and I promote, like, we are as individuals as the fingerprints on our fingers, or as snowflakes, or as, you know, bird from bird, like slight differences. Like, we were created intentionally and as individuals. Like, we are works of art. We are one of a kind. I was insecure because I couldn't belt high notes. Like, I'm an alto. You probably hear it in my voice. Well, one, I feel like I'm having like an attack, like an allergy attack or something. But anyway, I'm an alto. And my voice is more soothing than it is loud and belty and like high. And some people can do that, and I think it's beautiful. Like, I think of Aretha Franklin, I think of Jasmine Sullivan. She's an alto too, but she belts. And that's not what I do. And so growing up in church, it's like, oh, well, I don't sound like them, so I'm probably not a good singer. You know, like, people who grew up in church, y'all know what I'm talking about. Like, like that singing, like, that was intimidating for me because I didn't sound like that. And I had no want to sound like that. Even if I could make myself, I could not make myself sound like that. I could not. But even if I could, I didn't want to sound like that. That's not the music I was even drawn to, really. I could appreciate it, but that's not who I was. Like, everyone can be a soprano. Like, this is an example I use. Like, this is how we are individuals, right? We need sopranos. We need altos. We need tenors, we need baritones, we need basses, and we need first soprano, second soprano, first alto, second alto, like even the differences there, right? To create a beautiful piece of choral music, you need the different parts. To create a beautiful chord, you need different parts. As an alto singing in the choir, I loved singing alto. I loved it because I could appreciate all the notes around me. I wasn't busy trying to be a soprano because that's not how God made me. It's time that we accept how we're made, the gifts that we're given, and see the beauty in that and see how it can work with other people. You know what I'm saying? If I'm singing with somebody who's belting, I can sing backup for them. I don't have to be the main thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that is fine. And there is beauty in my difference. That is my point. Like, you listen to Moses Hogan, My Soul is Anchored in the Lord. And maybe I'll play a little piece of that here. But like, you play that song and you hear the different parts. There's beauty in that bass note. There's beauty in the baritones and the altos and the sopranos and the tenors. Like, there's beauty in all those parts. But if a tenor was too busy trying to be a soprano or an alto, he would miss his part. We would miss the beautiful parts. Play your role. See, I'm actually going to play a little piece of My Soul is Anchored in the Lord right now. Wasn't that beautiful? Like, I know a lot of people don't like choral music or like choirs and stuff like that, but that song moves me to tears. Like, it gives me chills, just the beauty of it. Like, in the, like, oh, anyway, so, and it's a Black man that wrote that, so I'm like, okay, get it, Black man. It sounds beautiful. So just as diverse as that song are, just as diverse as we are as individuals, that's how unique our music should be, in my opinion. Why do I turn on the radio and everybody sounds the same? You know, it's because everybody's trying to follow a blueprint of what's hot. But usually the songs that are like classics, they were different. They stood out for a reason, you know, and rightfully so. Stop trying to be like everybody else. Be yourself in your music. If you play bottles, you know what I'm saying? Like, as silly as that sound, there is a group called Bottle Boys, and they actually just play like bottles. Like they play, like they put the water in it and they tune it to the note and they just play bottles. If that is your thing, be the best bottle player you can be and the best kind that you can be, because there are other people doing it, but no one is going to do it like you, which is why you have to bring yourself to your art all the time. Okay. So comparison kills the joy of creating. We know that comparison is like the thief of joy. That's like a classic quote, but it's true, especially when it comes to creativity. Creativity is a gift from God. The first attribute of God is him being a creator. You know, you don't want to grieve his gift by saying, God, the gift you gave me isn't good enough. If someone said that to us for a gift that we gave them, we'd be mad. We'd be hurt. You know, and also when we're kids, just think about it. When we're having fun, we don't care about comparison. We're not comparing our hand turkeys for Thanksgiving to our classmates. We just create for the fun of it. It's when we get older that we start to compare and compete. There's freedom in running your own race and being your own person. Follow your own instincts and curiosities when it comes to creating. You know, like you want the process of creating to be fun too, just as much as the actual creation. So don't sit up there and ruin the process for yourself by comparing yourself to other people. You are you, and that's all you have to be. So that relieves a lot of that pressure to be something that you're not. You're free to be you, sis. You're free to be you, okay? Another fear is the fear of being seen, heard, and known. Before you start to share your art, you're safe. There's a time of like seclusion, you know, and it's really important, in my opinion, to be like in that secluded space so that you can honestly create how you really want to create, right? Without thinking about how other people are going to say, how they interpret your music or if they like it or not. Like there's safety in being vulnerable in that space. There's safety in being unknown and being a beginner. Like you can change your mind. You can experiment with new things. It's a great time to explore, to try new things and figure out what you like and don't like. You know, like play, like incorporating play in your art is so important. Just playing around and fiddling around with things, like this is really important. Some people stay here, and I think that's fine if that's what you want to do as a hobby. But if you want to share your work, you can't stay there. But to get better at sharing, you have to practice on stage. And so what does that mean? That means like you're sharing in the process of you getting better. That might be you sharing your rehearsal or you sharing a song in progress or whatever. Like, and it beats comparison, but it also beats perfectionism, because like, you're like, okay, yeah, I know this isn't the finished product, and you'll be surprised how supportive people are. They'll be like, finish that song. I want to hear it. Finish it. Let me hear it. Like, you'll get a lot of support by just being honest and sharing the process of you creating and being honest. Like, hey, I'm just starting out this. What do y'all think? Or whatever. Perform on stage. Okay. The responsibility. Let's talk about that. Those can be tied to the fear of other people's opinions. It's the fear of responsibility and success. If people like what I do, then I have to continue to improve that. Or if people like my stuff, what if I can't live up to that anymore? That is a fear for a lot of people, the fear of success. It's like, oh, I don't know. Like, how can I remain consistent? The remedy, take things at your own pace. Look at Frank Ocean and Solange, right? These are people I really enjoy, and they're artists, and they're different. And I love that they take their time with their projects, because when they come out with projects, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's great. Frank Ocean, I think the first album I heard from him came out in 2009. The most recent one may have come out in 2017 or something like that. Either way, it was great. It was amazing. And it was because he took his time. He took his time with his stuff. And so if we're rushing along the process, then we can't really have the time to create, you know, the music that we're really wanting to create. You're going to be too worried about sounding like other people. Take things at your own pace and try to do a daily sketch. So like I said, share a little bit of everything that you did every day. So share a little bit of something you did every day. A little bit shared over a long time versus waiting for the perfect end, right? So you want to build up to like the completed project, the completed work, as opposed to like, oh, I have to wait until everything is finished and perfect to share it. No, that is procrastination, and that's not going to like end up well for you. I promise you, because you're gonna be working until like, oh God, should it be? Is it good enough now? Is it good enough now? No. If you're sharing little things along the way, like let's make this real. If you want to share an album, maybe you should start sharing pictures of you in the studio, sharing you recording vocals, sharing you doing covers, things like that, to beat perfectionism and to build an audience. You know what I'm saying? to fight the need for your end goal to be perfect for you to actually share something. One, nothing is ever going to be perfect. Two, you're not going to think that it's perfect. Like, let's just be real. Like, we pick flaws with everything we do. Everything we do, we feel like is flawed. And so you think that all of a sudden, magically, you're just going to be like, oh yeah, this is perfect. I want to share this now. No, you have to practice sharing. Like, you literally have to practice sharing when things are imperfect, when things are not complete, when things aren't good enough. So that be, like I said, do a daily sketch. So yeah, you're not a visual artist, but if you are, then you understand this. Do one sketch every day. Do a cover every day. Do a little, you know, run or something, or like your thoughts on creating an album or whatever. Take people on a journey with you so that you're used to sharing. You are now. Who you are now versus like who you want to be, don't put those people at odds with each other. Don't compete with yourself. Work with yourself. Keep your freedom, your sanity, and your peace. Okay? We know that when you start out, it's not going to sound like how you really want it to. And that is okay. That is how you get better. By keep showing up. Okay? So we talked about this a little bit, but the fear of success. Sometimes things don't come yet because we're not ready. We sabotage it. We ruin the opportunity. You know, are you truly ready and responsible enough to have like your fame and fortune? I'm not disciplined enough, and I know this, and this is probably why I get frustrated. I'm like, oh, I want to do this, but it's like, Alicia, if you had everything you wanted, you would just sabotage it and ruin it because I'm not disciplined. And we talked about this in a previous episode, but like, I'm not disciplined enough and mature enough to handle the growth. I say that I want quick growth, but then I sabotage it. I am afraid of success. What will I do if I win? What if I went viral? How will I maintain that? Could I respond to everybody's emails and stuff like that? No, I could not. I can't fathom that. I can't fathom being rich and famous right now. Like, I don't have it in me. I have to build my discipline, but more importantly, I have to build my contentment. Because if I'm not being a good steward over what I have now, I won't be a good steward over what I have later. And that is so true. That is so true. And that's something I have to learn. I want to discipline myself by building slowly. I recently am embracing like slow and steady growth. Before, I was like, I got to do this and this and this and this by this age and have all this done. And as I'm about to turn 30, I'm like, okay, life is long. Life is long and I can take my time. You know, when I'm dead, it won't matter anyway. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully I'll be here when the Lord returns, but you know, it won't, like, it's not worth killing myself over. It's not. If I build slowly, it's easier to maintain and to dig deeper roots, right? You think about plants, you know, when the wind comes over, it just blows it over if it's not deeply rooted. When it's deeply rooted, wind can blow, but like if the bulb is still there, the plant will still grow, even if it's cut off. You know, I want to have deep roots, not just like wide roots where I don't really make an impact, where anybody can knock my stuff over. You know, it creates deeper and stronger bonds, and connections with others, building a platform and a community. I like that this podcast is small right now, that I can respond to each and every one of your inquiries, your emails, your music, all that stuff. If it was too big and I couldn't handle it, then some people would be left in the dust. I wouldn't be able to make deep, profound connections. So there is beauty in being small, okay? I have more control over what I do and what I don't do. You know, if I was a person like, you know, if I was owned by a label, you know, let's just call it what it is. They're making these choices for me. They're making the decisions for me. I have less say. I have less say in what I want to do. But me as an independent artist with a small audience, I have more control over if I want to change my whole look, if I want to change my brand, if I want to scrap this podcast altogether. It's fine because it's just me, you know, and I'm in my beginning stages. I share myself as much as I want and need to. There's a good balance between being in an incubator and a practicing on stage, right? So being in an incubator creates a space that's safe for you to play around, to try new things. Everything I record, I don't share. Every picture I take, I don't share. Every edit I do, I don't share. Every piece of writing I do, I don't share. Some of that stuff is just shared just with me because it's just meant for me in that moment. You know, I don't have to put everything on stage where it's going to be torn apart. We were listening to a podcast with Andre 3000 on Broken Records, and he was talking about, I think I mentioned this before, he was talking about how, you know, it's hard for him to create now because everything he puts out is like torn apart by critics or like his fans or whatever, and torn apart, like, not even in a bad way, but just like, oh my God, this is amazing. I'm so excited to hear anything from him at all. And so sometimes he just wants to put out art for the sake of putting it out. So he has a lot of personal stuff he's working with and like fiddling with, and I get it, and it makes sense. Because sometimes you just need the space just to be creative, just to have an outlet versus it being judged and torn apart. But if you want to get to the stage, you have to start sharing. You have to build that audience. You have to build that content. You have to build the practice of sharing it. Okay? So when success comes, I'll be ready and I won't be overwhelmed. That is the whole point, right? And granted, so I listed a few fears. I know that there are more. And let me know, what are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? What's stopping you from sharing your music? Like, let me know. Leave a comment. Leave an email. Send me an email at blackgirlsmakemusic@gmail.com. Let me know. Like, let's address these things. Let's talk about it. Let's work through these things. Because I feel like, you know, we're holding ourselves back a lot of times. We create these narratives. We create these hurdles for ourselves to jump over that aren't even necessary. We're just doing too much. You know, we're just doing a whole lot. And the sooner that we can get out there and share music and fight through fear, because you can't really get over fear. Fear is always going to be a part of our life. And you can't get over it. You can't avoid it. You have to go through it. That's the only way to work through fear. So let's work through fear together, y'all. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this, give it a thumbs up. Give it a rate me on Instagram, hopefully 5 stars, if you don't mind. And I hope to talk to you all soon. I hope this was encouraging and informative. And I hope that you share this and take this and really like think, like, what am I afraid of? And why am I afraid of that? And how can I remedy that fear or work through it? Like, what are the tools I need to work through it? And again, send me an email and we'll work through it together. All right. So until next episode, y'all, keep creating music. Thank you so much for listening. And I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.